You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. A lot of believers are interested in ministry, but they are not interested in the process of ministry. Ministry has process. You see, we have been called, we have been saved, we have been redeemed to do a work. It pleased God that even before the foundation of the world, he had created certain things that he wants us to walk in what he has created. But before we can walk in it, we had to be in a state where we can truly work for God. And that is in the likeness of God. So Adam lost that in the garden. So look at what he now says. He said, for we are his workmanship, we are his tool. But before you can be his tool, you must first be created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained. So you are not looking for what to do. You are not coming to come and help God. God had ordained. He had ordained before the foundation of the world the work that you should walk in, what you should do. But there is a process. And that is being created in Christ Jesus, patterning every aspect of your life after Christ. You see, so you will see a man, he can't manage his home. He can't love his wife. He can't train his children in the right way. And yet, that same man, he wants to do ministry. He is pastor. He wants to be a bishop. And he feels that, yes, he can be. And he begins to defend nonsense and say that, hey, who is perfect? Who is all of this? Hey, go and fix your home first. Let Jesus fix your home before you say you want to go into this work. You must first be created in Christ Jesus unto the good works. Otherwise, you will mess the work. Why are people messing God's work today? Because they are not fashioned in Christ. When you are fashioned in Christ, you will not go and be telling people that Jesus hates the poor. You will not make ministry about money. You will not go and be telling people to sow seed. You will not be lying to people that you saw a vision, that you had the Holy Spirit, all those lies. You will not be buying fake crutches and give to people to come and pretend that they cannot walk. When you are created in Christ Jesus, you will do a work that glorifies God. Jesus will heal people and they won't even know who healed them. And Jesus never made money from healing people. Can you imagine? And that's a genuine miracle. He could open the eyes of the blind. He could raise the dead. He could make the lame to walk. He never made a dime from doing all of that. Never made a dime. But today, if a young man is able to pray for fever and fever goes, he's expecting money. He's expecting you to come and sow seed, to bring something. The love for money, the craze for the material things of this world is just unbelievable. But the problem is that you are not created in Christ. You must first be created in Christ for you to walk. You see, he didn't say walk, W-O-R-K. He said walk. That means W-A-L-K. So we walk in them. We are not looking for what to do. You are not here to help God. God had ordained what you are doing. It's not for you to sit down and say, what can I do about this situation? Or what can I do? No. It is God that will put what to do in your mind. Because he already knows what to do. He has ordained it. It's an ordination. Did you know your assignment is an ordination? But you can't walk in it until you are in Christ Jesus. A lot of people don't know Jesus, but they want to serve him. How will you serve him? How will you serve somebody that you don't know? First, give priority to knowing Jesus, and then you can serve him right. The disciples were with him. They had to be with him for 3.5 years before they could step into ministry. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.